Page 187. Little Women.
You said the other day you thought we were a deal happier than the King children, for they were fighting and fretting all the time, in spite of their money. So I did, Beth. Well, I think we are, for though we do have to work, we make fun for ourselves, and are a jolly set, as Joe would say.
Joe does use such slang words,
observed Amy with a reproving look at the long figure stretched on the rug. Joe immediately sat up, put her hands in her pockets, and began to whistle.
Don't, Joe, it's so boyish.
That's why I do it.
I detest rude, unladylike girls.
I hate affected niminy-piminy chits. Birds in their little nests agree, sang Beth, the peacemaker, with such a funny face that both sharp voices softened to a laugh, and the pecking ended for that time. Really, girls, you are both to be blamed, said Meg, beginning to lecture in her elder sisterly fashion. You are old enough to leave off boyish tricks and to behave better, Josephine. It didn't matter so much when you were a little girl, but now you are so tall and turn up your hair, you should remember that you are a young lady.
I'm not, and if turning my hair up makes me one, I'll wear it in two tails till I'm 20, cried Joe, pulling off her net and shaking down a chestnut mane. I hate to think I've got to grow up and be Miss March and wear long gowns and look as prim as a china aster. It's bad enough to be a girl anyway. When I like boys' games and work and manners, I can't get over my disappointment in not being a boy. And it's worse than ever now, for I'm dying to go and fight with Papa, and I can only stay home and knit like a poky old woman.
And Jo shook the blue army sock till the needles rattled like castanets, and her ball bounded across the room.
Poor Jo. It's too bad, but it can't be helped. So you must try to be contented with making your name boyish and playing brother to us girls, said Beth, stroking the rough head with a hand that all the dishwashing and dusting in the world could not make ungentle in its touch.
As for you, Amy, continued Meg, you are altogether too particular and prim. Your airs are funny now, but you'll grow up an affected little goose if you don't take care. I like your nice manners and refined way of speaking when you don't try to be elegant, but your absurd words are as bad as Joe's slang. If Joe is a tomboy and Amy a goose, what am I, please? Asked Beth, ready to share the lecture.
You're a dear and nothing else, answered Meg warmly, and no one contradicted her, for the mouse was the pet of the family.
Louisa May Alcott, Little Women, 1868.